الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الرسل كلوا من الطيبات واعملوا صالحا إني بما تعملون عليم وإن هذه أمتكم أمة واحدة وأنا ربكم فاتقون فتقطعوا أمرهم بينهم زبرا كل حزب بما لديهم فرحون فذرهم في غمرتهم حتى حين أيحسبون أن ما نمدهم به من مال وبنين نسارع لهم في الخيرات بل لا يشعرون إن الذين هم من خشية ربهم مشفقون والذين هم بآيات ربهم يؤمنون والذين هم بربهم لا يشركون والذين يؤتون ما آتوا وقلوبهم وجلة أنهم إلى ربهم راجعون أولئك يسارعون في الخيرات وهم لها سابقون ولا نكلف نفسا إلا وسعها ولدينا كتاب ينطق بالحق وهم لا يظلمون O Rasuls, eat of that which is pure and good and do righteous works, for I am fully aware with all that you do. And this brotherhood of yours is a single brotherhood, and I am your Rabb, so fear me alone. Then they cut up and they broke up the affair of unity into pieces, and each group rejoices in that which is with it. The Anbiya alayhi salam, being the purest and sinless servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have been commanded to eat that is pure and good, halal and wholesome, and do righteous works. Obviously, this address is meant for their ummats, their respective followers, but the instruction is directed to them to show the significance and the importance of this command. That eating of pure and halal has a genuine effect and a connection with righteous works. If there is purity entering the system, then pure works will come out. And if there is evil and filth that is entering, then filth will come out. So the main reasons, amongst the main reasons for deeds being accepted and rejected is this eating of halal and wholesome foods. The second command, وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ this brotherhood of yours is a single brotherhood, I am your Rabb, so fear me alone. But people broke up and cut up the affair of unity into pieces, and each group, is quite happy and rejoices in that which is with it. The brotherhood was single, the ummah was supposed to be all united, and this is how it was initially. But then the agendas and objectives had changed. Like when we are in difficulty and we need to come up as a nation, as a group, then all are working for the common cause. It's a common objective that we need to come out from the clutches of oppression towards justice. So everybody works towards the common cause. But when the cause gains some popularity and some type of worldly recognition, then many a times the niyat and the intention of the members begin to change. Now it is for recognition, it is for leadership, it is for some type of position. So this is where that affair of unity breaks up and it's divided. People wonder many times that we were all together, then how are we divided, how are we broken up? So one is the eating of halal and pure foods. This is one of the reasons for the division. And the second is the niyat and the intention then corrupting. First was work for the common cause, but now then it changes that work for recognition, power, position and respect. فَذَرْهُمْ فِي غَمْرَتِهِمْ حَتَّى حِينَ. So leave them drowned in their ignorance for some times. Do they think that because we have provided them with abundant wealth and children, then we are hastening them and hurrying them up in good? No, they do not understand this. Those who live in awe from the fear of their Rabb, and they believe in the words of their Rabb, and they join not partners in the worship of their Rabb, and those who dispense their acts, they dispense their charities, whilst their hearts are filled with fear that they have to return to their Rabb. These are the ones that hasten in all righteousness, and they are foremost at that. And righteous works is not a difficult thing, because we do not place a burden on any soul more than what it can bear. And before us is a book that records and speaks with truth. It speaks with justice, and no person is treated unjustly. In fact, the truth is this, that their hearts are drowned in ignorance about all this, and they have other evil works, wrong works that they go on practicing until when we punish the most affluent amongst them, normally have all structures for their protection and their security. But they also are gripped in punishment. Then they begin to shout and groan in pain. We told to them, now don't shout and groan in pain today, because you will receive no assistance from us this day. Our words were recited to you, and you used to turn back on your heels, proud, and spending the night in nonsensical talks. So people generally feel that because we have an abundance of wealth, power and children, then we have been favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is a mark, an indication that Allah ta'ala has favored us, that we enjoy abundance of the material, we have power and authority, so we are the favored class. So Allah Ta'ala says, they do not understand this. The favored class is the ones that live in fear, live in awe from the fear of their Rabb. They believe in Allah Ta'ala, join not partners in worship, in their intentions, they intend none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no ostentation and show. And in their works of charity, they don't carry these works out with pride and arrogance, to be seen of people. Rather, they do it whilst their hearts are in fear that we have to return to our Rabb. As Aisha radiallahu anha inquired from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is this class of people that they are doing righteous works whilst their hearts are gripped in fear? Are they those that steal, that are indulging in alcohol? No. This is the class of people that do their charitable works, they do their righteous works, but they don't do it boastfully and arrogance, rather their hearts are gripped in fear. We are to be returning to our Rabb. Perhaps our intentions are not right, perhaps our wealth is not right, perhaps there is some weakness in our actions, in our deeds, that will not gain the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they don't do this at all, any righteous works of theirs, they don't do it with a sense of pride and boastfulness. Rather, their hearts are gripped in fear. Let's hope Allah Ta'ala accepts this and overlooks our faults. So these are the people that are favored, and they are the ones that are rushing in righteousness and good. They are foremost at that. So these people are in ignorance. And when they are tried out of that punishment, the moment that punishment strikes them, then they will begin to be full of groans and cries. Whereas presently, مُسْتَكْبِرِينَ بِهِ سَامِرًا تَهْجُرُونَ, they are proud at being the custodians of the Baytullah, these very Quraysh enemies of Islam. Because they are the custodians of the Kaaba Sharif, therefore they feel too proud about themselves. And they spend their nights, pass their nights in nonsensical talks against Islam, against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We understand two things. Just being a custodian of a holy place is not a guarantee for salvation. Until you do not surrender and submit to the right, this being a custodian is of no essence, no significance whatsoever. Number two, passing the nights in nonsensical talk, this is also disliked. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had discouraged sleeping before Isha and whiling away the time after Isha in nonsensical, useless talks or activities. Therefore, Umar radiallahu anhu, in his zamana, in his period, if he saw, seen anybody engaging in idle talk after Isha, he would reprimand him. If there was a need, then he would discipline him. He would say that you rather go early to sleep. Perhaps you will be blessed with tahajjud. You will get up for Fajr namaz on time. But you will while away the time in nonsensical talk, and then it becomes too late. You are deprived of tahajjud. You are deprived of the night vigil, of doing anything at night. Perhaps one of the reasons why Nabi Sam had disapproved of this is also that one has performed his Isha namaz, and the namaz is an expiation and a kafara for all the wrong that he have done through the day. So now he had performed namaz, he has leveled the score with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything, his books are all in order, he has asked for forgiveness. The namaz itself is a kafara, expiates all the wrong that he may have done. So if he sleeps in this manner and he dies in this manner, he's died in a manner that Allah Ta'ala has forgiven him. But after the Isha namaz, he goes and indulges in idle talk, nonsensical talk, or wrongful, sinful, ghibat, etc. Then the kafara of his is wiped out. Again he becomes sinful and is sleeping in the state of sin. So don't engage in any nonsensical talk after Isha, unless it's an extremely important dini talk. It's a different thing. Otherwise, go straight to bed. You will be blessed with tahajjud. You'll perform the Fajr namaz on time. You'll be able to do your morning ma'amulat, etc. in a right state of mind. أَفَلَمْ يَدَّبَّرُ الْقَوْلَ أَمْ جَاءَهُمْ Do these people not ponder about the message? Or something new has come to them that has not come to their fathers of old? Or do they not recognize the Rasul, so therefore they are denying and they are refusing him? Or do they say that he is a man that is possessed? Rather, he has brought the truth to them. But most of them hate and they dislike the truth. And if the truth has to conform to their desires, then obviously the heavens, the earth, and all that is in between them will be in a state of chaos and confusion. بَلَتَيْنَاهُمْ بِذِكْرِهِمْ We have sent to them their message and their admonition. Then they turn away from this advice and admonition. Or is it that this message is too heavy for them? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'uzu billah, is asking them for any recompense and a material reward. Then the reward of your Rabb is far greater, and He is the best to provide. And really, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you do call them towards the straight path. And those who do not believe in the hereafter, they deviate from the straight path. And had we shown mercy to them and removed their distress, then they would obstinately persist in their transgression, turning around, wandering around in distraction. And we had inflicted punishment upon them. Then they did not lower themselves. They did not humble themselves for their Rabb, nor did they lower themselves, entreating and beseeching Allah Ta'ala's assistance. We understand that at the time of problems, difficulty, disaster, then the right thing is istakanu li rabbihim wa yatadarra'un. Then lower yourself for Allah Ta'ala, humble yourself and cry to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Forget throwing the blame on one person or the other. You yourself, humble yourself and lower yourself, beseeching Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness and His special mercy. So these people, when they were tried in punishment, they did not lower themselves, nor did they humble themselves before their Rabb, until when we opened to them a gate leading to a severe punishment, then they were plunged in despair and despondency. Give us the